Going to call us to order and let the stragglers fall in. It's 7:34 by my computer. This is Dennis Williams chairing the March 4th, I think. Yes, 5th.
March 5th.
Meeting of the WPFW Relocation Committee. Welcome, everyone. Eddie, would you like to call the roll, please?
Early. Verna Avery Brown.
Present.
Wayne Bruce.
Nope.
Tom Chase.
Present.
Kamal Harris. Kamal?
He's not here yet.
All right. Robert Gordon.
Yep.
Ron Pinchback.
Yep.
Mo Thomas. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yep.
Miyuki Williams.
Present.
Dennis Williams.
Yep.
All right.
Can I change mine to yep?
Sure.
Sure. Okay, so we have a brief agenda that went out this afternoon, basically an update primarily from Miyuki on the proposed extension at Eckington Place and also a proposal for an office there. Then we need to take action in terms of making a recommendation to the LSB. Then we can have some time to think about what we want to do with ourselves next. We can do a little brainstorming. And Kamau and Wayne Bruce just entered. So are there any questions, changes to the agenda, objections?
Just want to say Wayne Bruce here.
Yep. Gotcha. Okay. Hearing none, let us proceed. Miyuki, are you ready to bring us up to date?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You got the mic.
Thank you very much. Met with Mo and Dennis, and we've been discussing the situation that we're in. As you know, Mo recommended that we stay there for at least a year to the end of December. And we started talking more and realized that in order for WPFW to move forward and really possibly make a difference, is we are in a real solid space right now. It is broadcasting brilliantly. It is safe. It is secure. It is convenient in terms of, you know, once we have to work out some kinks and little hiccups, but we've been working on those and getting through them. And if we take the opportunity to just stop for a minute, because already, Dennis and I were looking at, or thinking about looking at buildings and stuff for rental. We thought, what's the point of doing so? We'll be putting us in this situation where we'd be in another 10-year lease that we have to look, we have to build all those things out and start all over again. And then we just spawn the same every 10-year cycle. Every decade, we have to get something new. Why don't we, while we have this opportunity, why don't we just stay put at the low rent that we're at and just stay there for 2 years with the opportunity of really saving funds? And Mo thought it was a really good idea, Dennis did. So I went to SiriusXM and I went to House of Musical Instruments in Tacoma. And I tried to negotiate with both of them a office space, just like the office space, basically just an office for less than $1,000 a month, $1,000 or less a month. And they both have agreed. And after some thinking, decided to go with SiriusXM because it's on the same side of where we are. And because of the other reasons in terms of security, parking, safety. If we take this opportunity, we'll be able to save money for an extended period of time, not quite 24 months anymore, but, you know, 20 months moving forward, we can save money, or we can reconfigure the relocation committee to be the capital campaign committee. And we can identify what it is we really want in the next space. I was talking earlier to Robert, and I told him my two favorite spaces were the space that we had 8th Street and the space that we had at Champlain Street, because they were very community oriented. You know, people, we could bring people in and out, people, we had coat drives, and it was a place for community. There was even a guy who used to live at H Street a little bit, but I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying it was very communal, that it was open and nothing that can happen is serious. But, if we take 2 years and really discuss, ferret out, define what it is that will serve the station the best in the future, I think it'll serve WPFW better in the 21st century if we identify and name those things. Because the station that we required now in the beginning of the 21st century is not the same thing we required in the 20th century. There are different requirements technically. There's different requirements in terms of how people move and right now, our first place that we try to go rent, as you recall, is WAMU. They still don't have anybody broadcasting from there. They're doing everything remotely. And there's a reason for that. And so we don't need to get 5,000, 6,000 square feet. We don't need to do all those different things unless we have a specific plan on how are we going to repurpose what WPFW is, you know, in addition to broadcasting. And that's not a decision that, you know, I would make by myself right now or anything like that, but I'm asking us to just step back. Let's take a breath. Let's survey the landscape and figure out how we can best put, you know, and plan for the rest of this century and what we can do. Because there's technological advances we can take advantage of and leverage. There are maybe potential financial things that we can apply for. And we just take this 2 years to figure out relocation committee. We adjust and we become the capital campaign and whatever the new WPFW is going to be. We design that. We say we want to have a community, you know, whatever. Okay, I'm talking too fast, too much again. Sorry, Wayne. Before he told me to be quiet.
Okay, before I recognize Vanessa, I do want to get you to the specifics, Miyuki, of what was the specific proposal that was made to Sirius?
As I said, both Sirius and Tacoma Instrument House of Musical Instruments was $1,000 or less. We spoke together with Rob. He went back to his supervisor and he contacted me last week and he said it's a go. I'm going to sit with him tomorrow for the specifics, which room, how much, et cetera, all those things. Right. But I think it's still a great deal for 2 years.
Hold on. So that's the office. What about the studio? What was the studio proposal and how was that received?
Oh, in terms of extend, yes, they will extend it, or at least an addendum that instead of, you know, a 1 year lease, we now have a 2 year lease with a 3 year, a potential, re-signing. And we still have in place a 60 day buyout for either side.
So it would be for 25 and 26, possibly adding for 2027. And still with a 60-day out clause. And did he have to check with his people? And it was basically a verbal yes?
Yeah, and I'm meeting with him tomorrow to follow through and get, you know, more details. But yes, it was a verbal yes.
Okay, great. Vanessa and then Ron.
So.
Thank you, Miyuki.
Yeah, thank you, Miyuki. Everything that you said sounds wonderful. You've already, you know, done the groundwork. You've talked to, the appropriate people on their side and our side. I think it sounds like a brilliant idea. However, we want to use our collective energies moving forward, whether it's to reassess what we need and therefore what we look for after this 2 year period. Staying where we are, or if it's a capital campaign or it's some combination of that. I think it's a brilliant idea. Just remind me what the cost is for the studio. I know the office space is $1,000 a month in that area, but just remind me of the cost for the studio.
Yeah, right now everybody on is member of the committee, I believe.
Everybody's not.
Okay, I withdraw my question.
Yeah, it's actually in the contract that in which Tom pointed out to me yesterday that we're not supposed to share publicly the rent stuff, the rent details.
Gotcha.
And I didn't realize that. So please, it's a lot less than it was. Right. There's an addendum to that the rent is less than it was. When I first started April 1st through October of 2024, I did not pay or was required to pay central services. All of a sudden in November, I was told that I had to pay central services starting in October, which is $12,600. So the big benefit that we did in adjusting coming out of 1990, there's no extra there. So please, because it happened, people keep thinking we have extra money. We don't have anything extra. So that's what happened. So though we came down significantly, but we have $12,600 a month per month for central services. Yes.
$13,000. Okay. That's a whole different issue. So.
Yeah. But I'm just saying everyone got excited before saying, we save so much money and we are not going to get an extra $13,000 a month unless we make it.
Gotcha.
Okay. Ron.
All right. Miyuki, it sounds like this is the opportunity that we need right now. So, unless there's some other reason for not accepting the deal, I just want to confirm that we will not only have the studio space at Sirius, but we'll also have office space.
We will have a office.
A office, okay. That's fine. All right. So, but that's what you need to get solidified. So that's what we need to get solidified. It's that, I'll just ask that question. The space is there. And what about
they've agreed
the
upon
space?
It. They've agreed the, upon. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to ask you, is the other space significantly different?
Oh, you mean the one in Tacoma Station?
Yes.
Tacoma Park? Okay. So the office at Tacoma Park is a space that we would share with the community. It was not an option to move the station there because they have drum classes throughout the course of the month. And the trap, the sound travels very well in a very small space. What we offered at the other place was basically one big office where we could put all our things, set up a couple desks, and we could have the phone answering bank during drives. Vinny and Satari would have a place. Right now there's a trailer in my backyard that accommodates all the paperwork and things from the office that we can't get access to because it's so packed. There's just no way. I try to go in there to find stuff that we need. It's impossible. I mean, it's not impossible. It's challenging. So we need an office. And so I wanted a large conference room, which he had showed me, which we were going to rent just during the fund drives, but it cost too much to do that. So we have a very small little office. We'll set up there like a little office, maybe a desk, and then it's got a conference table where we can have six or seven people answer phones on weekends during the drives. It's a place where we can leave our things. And tomorrow when I talk to them, I'm going to ask for a little extra. They have a storage space that is as big as 1990 was. I'm going to ask for a corner or two there so we can leave extra stuff there and see. I mean, they're pretty generous with us. We're like the homeless people come live with us and they give us their extra car and their shoes and their extra clothes and whatever, their food. So they give a CD player. I mean, that's the other, I mean, just again, when I talk about reconfiguring what it is a radio station be in the 21st century, we have five CD players. Not because we went and bought five CD players, but because they had five CD players running around that nobody else wants, that we can't get repaired because people don't make them anymore. We are old, we're still holding on to a lot of 20th century, we use vinyl, which is coming back. But I went into, Frenchie designed a brand new studio in Bowie, and he has one turntable, one CD player, no turntables, because those aren't things that people use anymore. Everyone uses MP3s. Everything's done electronically. We are very, very old school. So then Mo wants me as part of my meeting tomorrow, ask for some more CD players if we got them lying around. Because we can't get them, the ones we have, we can't get repaired. Because no one does it anymore.
Use one until it breaks and then use the other one.
It's because of this huge corporation and this huge facility, they have stuff. We didn't have to buy furniture. We have really nice little rolling filing cabinets. They have great chairs, those really expensive Herman whatever chairs. They're $600 a pop or something. We have those. And so we have very nice things that they're taking care of. Oh, Sorry.
Okay. No, no. So Randy, answer.
I just want to say this. Considering what we're getting ready to go through politically, the station, you know, I applaud this. So, you know, we've got to be there. And, you know, and there's going to be a lot of twists and turns to that. We don't know what those twists and turns are going to be. So this is a great option for us, in the meantime to prepare and grow. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Tom, I saw you had your hand up earlier.
I did. I put it down. I was just going to share my experience of visiting the site with you, but I think Miyuki covered it. So okay. I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Brenna, then Kamau.
Okay. Number one, I think this news will, I hope it will be well received, because this is something that we in the community have been working towards for some time now. And to be in a position to be able to have a capital campaign and to start to raise money to purchase our own building is very exciting, and congratulations on that.
We haven't launched the capital campaign yet.
I understand, but that's next. That's just a matter of time. But my other concern is, are we kind of stealthily located at Eckington Place? If someone that was upset with our politics, would they be able to find us, I guess?
They would be able to find us wherever we are.
They would, Verna, but they don't have as easy access. I mean, it's not, people can't, like, if you're coming right now the way we have it, I mean, myself or the engineers of CATIA, we could bring you, you know, if you say, come on, I want to come to CDA, we could do that. But no, none of the programmers can do that. We'd have to call in first. They have to get cleared by, I took Dennis and Tom there last week or the week before. I had a call the day before, say, I'm bringing two extra guests, and, you know, just wanted to let you know they're coming in. People just can't walk in. And once you're there, you can't wander around. I mean, I feel, you know, there are negatives about staying there. One, you know, we had a space where we were in downtown DC, and there was a huge window looking out and the sunshine. And when the engineers were on break, they could go downstairs, go outside, walk around. They're sort of sacrificing their lifestyle and stuff for the next 2 years. There's no question, because they're in a dark room. Apparently until this week, it was cold, and, they're limited in terms of, you know, where they can go, because the campus is so big. By the time they get off campus and try to go to a restaurant, so they have to, the break is over because it's such a big lark. But the security is really strong, Verna. It's solid.
Okay. The next issue that's on my mind is this whole, all of a sudden we have to pay $12,600 in central services. I don't know why that happened. I don't know how much of that you can talk about now. It just seems out of nowhere. And why is that? Suddenly we have to pay that. And then my final question is, what's going to happen with public affairs programmers over these next 2 years? Is it possible that some will be able to come into the studio, or are we still not set up for that? I know that there are circumstances where some public affairs programmers only have guests on the phone, so therefore they wouldn't be bringing guests in with them. Is that still possible to have those public affairs programmers that want to come in because they feel as though they'll get a better quality of sound in their program? Is that still an option?
Thank you for the question, Verna. I wish I'd stated that yesterday. Absolutely. The only hesitation bringing programmers, public affair programmers in the beginning was just we were setting up. We were working out the kinks. We were trying to figure out how to make it work. I invited Fahima. I took her there so she was ready to go. She could go. Joni, as well as Garland. Anytime y'all are ready, just let us know and we will prepare. It is set up that you could be in the studio and do a live show.
Fantastic.
And of course, and your guests would have to Zoom. In terms of the central services, I keep repeating the story because it's true. But when I started on April 1st, I found out on April 2nd we only had $2,000 in the account and a $19,000 check outstanding. We had no money, So immediately when I started, Pacifica took over paying for Mo because Mo was doing a lot of work, not only for us, but for the whole network. So they pulled that money out and they gave it to, and they're paying for Mo. They did not charge me, for medical, and they did not charge me for central services because they knew that I did not have the money. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know what happened in October. I don't know if they don't have the ability to take any money out the bank, but I gave them the ability to observe, to see what's in the bank. And I don't know if they saw that we started having a little bit or what, but in October, all of a sudden, without any announcement, I was just told that we owed the money from starting in October. We've been paying it every month since then, but it was an unexpected. And we also, at some point, and I've asked them for the bill, we'll have to start paying medical. I have not paid medical since April. And I asked for a bill, and I'm just waiting for when, you know, I need, because that's going to be another additional funds that we're going to have to pay. So there's not anything extra right now, even though we have to pay less rent. But the central services, I'm not sure why all of a sudden I started paying, but all of a sudden I started paying.
Okay. So that, I appreciate those responses. I personally still like rolling out of bed and doing my show from my bedroom, but, you know, there may come a time when I want to come into the studio, and I'm glad that the program for public affairs.
Absolutely. Can do yes. That. And then you sound good, Verna. Everyone, actually, if you listen to some people who are Zooming or Skyping, you sound good. It's not like there's some people who do not, but you sound good.
Okay. Maybe it's that mic that made me get. Okay. And so it's really good news to hear that they had been carrying our central services. And so now it's time for us to carry our own. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. Thank you.
Okay. Come on.
Yeah. Real quick on the central services thing. So it's not a, fact that they weren't charging us. I mean, if you looked at the financial statements, you'll see that they accrued that amount in the financials every month. The cash flow was there because we were just spotty for years on paying that central service fee. That goes back to prior management. That's not something that's indicative of current management or anything that happened in April. It's literally just been a spotty situation, throughout the network. It's not, related or relegated strictly to PFW. So it's something that, the whole, network has been struggling with the exception of maybe one station. So I don't think we should be indicted. And I don't think we can kind of categorize it as a surprise, I'll be honest. I think it's more so of, you know, recognizing that, just we weren't in a position to pay it. So the other thing I was going to address was the financial position of SiriusXM. So as far as we, you know, I know it sounds like we're kind of diving in long term. So I think we should do a quick analysis, both on the balance sheet and the income statement of SiriusXM. I just did a quick Google search. You know, they're down about $144 million in cash year over year from 2023 to 2024. So we just want to keep our eye on the landlord as well. I know we're kind of feeling like they're, you know, we can cozy up with them, but we got to do our due diligence on that part as well. So thanks.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Kamau. I was not aware of that. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, Wayne Bruce said that he had to leave. He favors the idea of the extension in the office. So he liked what he heard. He's in a session. One thing, two things. One is that I would like some folks, and you know, I probably starting with Miyuki and Tom and maybe Kamau to look over, our numbers, to see if, with the addition of the central services, this clearly it's better. We're in a better position than we were. How much better are we? How much money can we potentially can we think about saving over the life of an extended lease there, just to get a clearer idea of, because yeah, I think a lot of people are going to get excited and think, oh yeah, we don't, you know, we save all this money. We'll have to, as you were saying, Miyuki. So just to get I think we should probably get a clearer sense of exactly what the the likelihood of the savings are going forward. Secondly, I think we should have a motion to present to the LSB next week, recommending from this committee that we extend the lease, as we've discussed, for one, possibly two more years, and rent an office from Sirius. Somebody like to
I'll make a motion that we advance this recommendation to the LSB.
Okay.
Second.
Who seconded?
That's Kamau. Second.
Kamau. Okay, you getting this, Eddie? Adele, you getting this?
She's gone.
Yes, I guess.
Okay.
Is that a year or 2 years? It's a motion.
Well, definitely 1 year with an option for 27. That was the way it was proposed, right, Miyuki?
Yeah, we already have the year, and so we're going
to
have.
Yeah, we have 25, and so this would be to extend through 26 with an option to go to through 27. And significantly, we would keep the 60-day out clause so that we're not bound.
Yeah, I just would add two things, really. One, yeah. Regarding what Kamau had raised about the landlord's solidity, you know, they have a 60-day out too, just like us. So
yeah.
Presuming things went south for them, right. You know, that's probably what we would expect to happen. And then just on the two-year thing, I want to just make a note. When I looked at the lease, I noticed it actually would end November 25th. I think that's when it was signed, not like December 31st.
Okay.
So just
that'll be adjusted, Tom, because
okay,
it was great. Totally we didn't start even moving in there. Originally it was supposed to be December whatever 4th. We didn't even move in until way later because of delays and things like that. But when they do the, which they still haven't done, the lease and the adjustments, they'll address that as well.
They'll fix that then. Okay, good.
Okay. So we've been discussing this for the last two meetings, but are there any further thoughts before we vote on this, on whether or not to move ahead and request this extension? Is there any objection?
I'm sorry,
yep.
Chair.
Yeah, sure.
I know we have a motion, but I think just kind of read the tea leaves here. Yep. I think we would do ourselves a favor to at least kind of tee up, if it's not a public document, something that the delegates can review that kind of shows the financial and, you know, benefit both financially and, you know, to the broadcast side of why we would do this, just so it's not kind of, you know, cobbled together in committee. We actually have a document that we can share. So I think that might be helpful.
Is that something that you and or Tom or someone can help?
Yeah, we can definitely do the financial side. Just I don't know if the write-up, either Miyuki or, you know, working with her team, they can kind of, or Mo, really, both of y'all can put that together.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What kind of document you want? You want in terms of the points that I spoke to?
Yes.
A document of that.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. But whatever you said tonight.
Yeah, just some background.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Because we don't need to put all of that in the motion because the motion is pretty straightforward, but that is a background.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And in fact, if you could come up with something and I'll take a look at it also before the meeting and get that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Good point, Kamau. Thank you. Any objections? Okay, hearing none, that is the official recommendation of this committee. Yay! Yes.
And since we decided that, is it okay if I call Gannal tomorrow, basically, or, you know, after next week, if it passes, and let them know we're going to take a break around, the real estate company. And I suggest that we find an, cause they only do leasing offices, that we figure out, not next week or anything, but at some point, someone that we need to talk to about, real estate as opposed to, offices. Yeah.
Yes. After the extension is signed, then we'll, talk to Gannal, to let them know. But yeah, make sure that we're good for at least this year. What I was going to suggest in terms of next steps is, kind of two things. Cause on the one hand, this, the LSB passes this, it kind of, makes, our work, irrelevant. Irrelevant as constituted, we were constituted for a specific purpose. And so what I'm going to suggest is that we, ask for, an extension of the life, that this committee be allowed to continue, pick a number of months, I don't know. There are two things that I would like, for us to work on, because we've already got sort of a finite group of people. This is something that shouldn't be the, you know, 24 people anyway. So one is to have, one sort of subgroup, looking, at the financials. And this is something that we talked a little bit about last time, sort of coming up with as best as we can some sense of goals. You know, if we're going to do a capital campaign, you know, what are we looking at for raising for a down payment? What do we kind of want to be in a position to afford on a monthly, you know, for carrying a monthly, a mortgage? So what are our financial goals to shoot for if we're going to try and buy something? And then the other thing, which is, kind of more interesting and fun, which is what you, the point that you raised this evening, Miyuki, is to, engage in conversations, which I think should not be limited to this committee, but this could be a good forum to host them, host these conversations and include, you know, folks from the CAB, include, programmers to get ideas about what are we looking for? You know, just like we started with the rental, trying to come up with, so what is the kind of, what are our space needs? Just do, you know, spend a few months blue skying about what kind of, you know, if we're going to look for a building, where do we want it to be? What kind of a space do we want it to be? What do we want to use it for? You know, to be, you know, doing some of that work, not to make that for, a subgroup to make a decision, but for somebody to be spending time asking those questions, listening to people, you know, formulating some ideas and recommendations to take to the LSB. Anybody have any thoughts about that?
So I think those are great next steps. On the first one about the financing, you know, I'm a little concerned about us building kind of too big a fund for this. You know, sort of given the history with the national office.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about the, you know, recognizing most likely we're probably going to want to facilitate another organization, a Friends of. And it could be an existing group or it could be a new group that would buy the facility that we would then rent from. And my personal view as I've been thinking about this is that's probably the best approach for long-term viability, right? I think we rightly can be distrustful that the national office will protect our asset if we're able to grow one, but the rest of the network struggles, or there's some future, you know, lack of leadership at the national office, you know, and they don't do their due diligence with the rest of the network and whatever. So I just, you know, without better bylaws or something that protects our ability to generate a reserve fund or, you know, invest in capital, and know that that capital is secure, I think we've got to look at another group. So it may be, and I'm just brainstorming here, but it may be what we use some of our money for is facilitating that second step so that we get it done in a timely way, and we have maybe a neutral facilitator help us with that process, maybe. Or, you know, we invest in the financial and the lawyers and whatnot to help us get that friends of organization on board. Or, you know, it's the fund that helps build out, you know, the facility that eventually gets bought. You know, there may be, or maybe we invest in the friends of, so we're part owner of the friends of as well. But I think we want to be careful thinking about, we're going to create a capital campaign and build a capital fund to buy it ourselves, if we don't really think we trust the national office enough that we want them to hold the asset for us. So I'm just brainstorming through that there.
Okay. Good points. Kamau, Vanessa, Robert.
Yeah. So, you know, I definitely think that, to Tom's point, the capital campaign does have to kind of incorporate other organizations. I mean, we definitely want to build our network as wide as possible to kind of undergird what we're doing here locally. So I support that. The other piece that you were talking about in terms of design and kind of thoughts about ideal space, location, things like that, I did always want to know from engineering or, you know, most specifically, the board ops, you know, what's the ideal fit for broadcast? You know, I'm in Sirius, and you know, it's a nice setup, but you know, is that ideal? I mean, like what is it that it's supposed to look like to optimize what we do? And, if we can start to kind of see that and visualize that, then maybe from there, kind of talk to prospective, brokers, agents or whatever, and start to find, if not the actual space that is already out there, I doubt it'd already be outfitted, but you know, at least the build out won't be a mystery. You know what I mean? And so we can actually have something that we can quickly, model to and have built when we, you know, when we find that adequate square footage. So I'm all in on that, you know, just kind of, I guess Dennis, you were kind of asking for a subcommittee kind of thing. So, I'm anxious to see what that is, and maybe if we can do that, that'd be great.
Thanks. Okay, Vanessa.
Can't hear you, Vanessa.
I'm sorry, I was waiting for my name to be called and I didn't hear anything. The sound went out.
Yeah, I called it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. And please forgive me. I should know everybody's name by now. Was that Robert Frazier who spoke initially?
No, he hasn't spoken yet.
That was Tom Chase.
Tom Chase.
He's a treasurer.
Chase.
Yes.
Oh, Tom Chase. Yes. So, I just wanted to say to what Tom said, amen, amen, and amen. After 5 years on the PMB, I could not agree more with literally every single word that he said. So yes to that. That is exactly how we should proceed precisely. So thank you for saying it, Tom.
Okay. Robert Gordon.
Thanks, Dennis. I'll just say we kind of touched on this the last time we were together, but we can't buy it. you know, period. Under the bylaws, we were a standing committee. And, you know, to that extent, to the extent that we would attempt to go through the entire process of buying property and everything that would entail, you know, it's impossible.
Mm.
So we have to have another entity, you know, so putting aside any kind of, you know, adversarial stuff with the PNB people and the New Day people and all of that drama that
if we wanted to have a locally owned building, we can't under the current structure.
Exactly. So right. So in line with all of this brainstorming we're doing about planning for this, you know, my dear, dear buddy, Vernon Lynch came to our meetings months and months ago to give us sort of a primer on what it would mean to, you know, lease property and how to get the best deal, how to protect yourself, et cetera, et cetera. I think he came to a couple of meetings to give us that information. If you guys want me to, I can reach out to him again and just to ask him whether he would have some guidance, thoughts on, you know, how to structure an entity to do that and what would be required to, you know, to A, to create it, and B, to raise money and to make sure the tax consequences are, you know, what they should be. And I think that's probably within his, you know, within his bailiwick, so to speak. Or at least if he's not an expert on all the details, he'll probably have somebody else at the firm that is. And maybe I can get him to come by to the meeting and get us started. And then we can really start to deal with this in an organized fashion, knowing what the steps are to create the entity and then look at the property that we would need. What are the requirements? The kinds of things Kamal was talking about and that all of us, you know, are pretty excited about. So.
Okay.
So that's my proposal.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on to that. I think it's probably a few meetings down the road, but, it sounds like something we probably should do, to my ears anyway. Eddie?
And this is kind of, jumping in this, what do you say, jumping your skis or something. But I just want to.
In front of your skis.
I don't ski. Neither do I. Anyway, I just wanted to, just kind of lob this little shiny object in there. If it is all meaningful, is that don't forget about abandoned churches. If you want spaces that have community, space and some of them have good acoustics. You know, I don't know what they go for when, you know, but there's some very good architecture in those churches. So
good acoustics and really high heating bills.
That's fair. That's true. Good point.
No, it is a good idea. Werner, we back to you already?
Thanks a lot.
No. I just thought that there was somebody, I'm sorry. I thought there was somebody else that we hadn't heard from who was in line.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes,
I'm boring you guys. No, but here's the point. I think we've already created an entity to do just that, and Miyuki can maybe speak to that a little bit more.
I think that needs further discussion.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, and I don't think the way I think that needs further discussion.
So Miyuki, can you weigh in on that? You don't know, you know the entity I'm speaking about, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And she's saying,
I'll go back to sleep.
Always good to hear from you, Verna.
I appreciate Tom's and Vanessa's point of backing up what Tom said, and he's absolutely right. I found out from our current banker. I can't remember if I told you. I think I told LSB. I put money from Truist into Industrial. In parts because it's an African American bank, it's a community bank, and they do work within the community. And as soon as I told him we were buying something, he was very, very positive and supportive. He did give me a story about how Summer Reese, who was the executive director at the time, came in and took about $200,000 of WPFW's money. And it's a very bad story. I'm not going to go into it long, But I want to say I have complete confidence in Stephanie and the current board that's there right there. But the thing is, Stephanie may not be there all the time. The board changes every year. And so I think it would behoove us not to protect ourselves in some way, because we just don't know. I mean, this previous executive director basically stole a lot of money from WPFW. And of course they see it as, you know, we're helping the sister state. Whatever they did, it just, we had a lot of money evaporate. And so whatever we can do to make sure that doesn't happen. Not to say again, Stephanie, Wells has whatever she says she's going to do, she has done. She has not gone back on anything, and everything she's delivered, you know, supported, she's done that. The boards, I haven't had any interactions with P&B, well, except for one thing a little bit, but, so thus far I haven't had any, I don't have any specific concerns about the current people, but I just know from, as Tom said and as Vanessa said, past history, behavior hasn't always been up and up or straight, and so we just have to protect WPFW.
Okay, so thanks, Miyuki. Let's do this without getting into any detail. Suppose that we, present, the follow-up motion to, the extension, basically just asking to keep this committee functioning for at least through this year. I can write up some language that basically talks about, without going into a whole lot, to look at, consider, and recommend next steps in terms of a property for WPFW, and leave it at that. And then we can figure out how to organize ourselves and sort of what we want to take a bite off of first, and maybe set some goals and parameters for working over the next several months, so that we can try and like hit some markers and, you know, do some achievables and some deliverables and all that good business stuff. Miyuki?
Sir.
Yeah.
Legacy.
Okay. So does that sound good? Somebody want to propose that? That we, seek per, affirmation from the LSB to, for the relocation committee to continue at least through 2025 to, consider and recommend next steps.
So moved.
Okay. Okay. Because I can see where logically somebody say, okay, well, if we're set for 2 years, we don't need a relocation committee.
Was that Kamau who seconded?
I did.
That was Robert. It was Robert.
Addie, okay. It was me.
All right. didn't mean any disrespect.
All right. You have to start going at it.
We got 8 minutes left.
It's that up north
Jersey
accent.
Versus New York.
That New York accent.
Yeah.
It was me who said it.
Go back and listen to Verna's show today. You can hear Judge Gordon talk a whole lot more about things like bankruptcy today or something.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing, Robert.
Definitely. Tune in next time. We're going to tell some more stories.
Okay, so we want to continue the for now, I think we probably should continue the same schedule of meetings. We can try and set up some ahead of time that, you know, in that meeting we want to try and talk about this, in that meeting we want to try and talk about that, so that it's so that they become purposeful and useful. But for now, we're on the first and third Wednesday, and except when we have a specific plan of discussing something big or hearing some people, they probably can be between 60 and 90 minutes. So Vanessa, what do you think?
Yeah. Yes to what you said, but what I actually raised my hand for was, when you communicate, with the commercial real estate firm, if, and I'm sure you will, but I just wanted to express it, like thank them, for all of their help and everything they did. We're probably not the easiest clients in the world to work with, but,
And we will be together again before that conversation needs to be had.
Okay, done.
But yes, that's a good point. Okay, so we'll keep the same schedule for now. So our next meeting will be 2 weeks from now on the 19th. Is there anything anyone would like to discuss further this evening?
There was nothing else on the agenda, Dennis. That was it. That was
Chair.
Sure.
Yep. I just want, in the spirit of appreciation, I just wanted to express appreciation again to the people who found us the space where we are now. I think that was Addie and somebody else.
Yeah.
Frenchie.
Yep.
Addie. Yeah, I mean, but it was a collective thing, Vanessa, because we were brainstorming. People, you know, we try, where's the studio? Cause the time when, UDC did what they did when they, oh, by the way, I met, anyway, that's a different story. that was a brainstorm. It was an effort that, you know, we all just kept brainstorming. We came up with it and the follow through on it. So everybody was a collective, you know, collective standing ovation, pat on the backs, you know, was a group decision that made it work.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yep. Y'all done good. We all done good.
That's right.
Okay. Well, then I will, see you all, next weekend at, Uncle Kamau's party. Next Wednesday.
Uncle Kamau? Wouldn't he be Kamau?
You don't understand. See, Dennis and Rob and I have a little, conversation about old school. They get me. They bring me up to age, you know, up to speed on certain things.
I was gonna say,
you gotta be my nephew.
Trying to give him an edumacation.
No doubt.
We've got a long way to go.
Trying to elevate him.
We're trying.
Okay, Uncle Kamau.
Okay.
Hard work.
Or Nephew Kamau, like you said.
Yeah, right. So, anybody want to leave?
Motion.
No, let's sit and talk. Let's just see how everyone's doing. Never mind. I move that we dismiss the meeting because we have other meetings to go to.
Second.
Okay. And hearing no objections because I'm not listening, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, David.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Great being with you all.
Oh.